giving something to work with me. Hi! Glory to God. That's what he's looking for. When he come back, he said, will the Son of Man find faith on earth? Go to Luke chapter 18. This ought to help somebody. Luke 18. Luke 18, the physician. And you see how one week we may have somebody here, somebody there. It behooves me. I just don't understand. I don't understand how we can say, I'm going to church, I want to hear the word of God, and we can be satisfied just hearing anything from anybody. I'm going to warn you. I want to warn you. Through scripture. Through scripture. Let's show you something. Luke 18. You see this? Look what Jesus said. Now you have to look at all of this. This is around verse, I'm going to go to verse 6. Luke 18. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though, watch this, he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them, how? Speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what?
Faith.
Looking for faith on earth. Now what this is a woman who wanted to be avenged of her adversary. This is just a crash course. She knew that this was the judge. He had what she needed. He was an unjust judge. He didn't regard. Look what he said. Look what he said about himself. This is around verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not what? God, nor what? Regard man. You're going to go up against some people like that. They don't fear God, and they don't regard man. Hallelujah. This is what he said. But watch what he said too. He said, yet, because this, watch this, this widow troubleth me, that means she kept coming back, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming, she what? He had what she needed, and she wasn't going to give up till she got it.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. We throw our hand up. Forget it. Don't forget you got what I want. Give me what I want. I'm not going to leave till I get it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to be long-suffering. We not. And I put down five words when I looked at this passage, and I've shared this with you before. First of all, you've got to recognize you need assistance. It's number one. In other words, I need help. And this is how you pray. This will show you how y'all to go before and offer a prayer. Recognize you need assistance. Stop thinking that you can do it on your own. You need assistance. And then the next thing, watch this. She didn't change. She was consistent. In other words, every time she went back, it was the same thing. She asked for the same thing. I want to be avenged of my adversary. I want to be avenged of my adversary. I can show you this, but I'm trying to get back over to Hebrew. She was consistent. But then listen at this. And even though she knew she needed a sister, and that was the person that gave it, that had what she needed, that could give it to her, and she was consistent, in the midst of that, she met resistance. So put that, put a little star by that. Resistance. So what you do when you get resistance? Stop, turn around? No, you don't. Let me show you the other two words he gave me. When the God showed me that, I said, my God. Said, this is good, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. She was persistent. In other words, even though I meet resistance, I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to still go back. Because you got what I need. And then the fifth thing is this. You got what I need? I started off by needing assistance. I was consistent in the face of resistance. I was persistent, but I'm not leaving. You call that being insistent. I said, work with it, Lord, give it to me. Insistent. In other words, I'm insisting that I get what I need. I'm not going to leave till I do.
Amen.
My God. Did that help anybody? Did that help anybody? That will add, watch this, that will add to your prayer life some structure.
Amen.
You won't be all over the place.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. So when you go before him, Lord, I need help, and you're the one that I'm coming to. I know you can do it. And then the next day, Lord, I'm here again. I still need for you, praise God, to change the heart. I need for you to, praise God, make a way. I need favor in this position. I need to, praise God, help on this job. Don't change. Don't be fooled because they recognize one day. No. But in the face of that, they tell you, well, you got a pink slip. I'm going to move you. I'm going to put you in another location. That's all right. Go back. Be persistent. Here, I'm back again, Lord. I told you in the beginning, I need assistance from you, Lord. I'm still here making the same plea, Lord. I know that they've told me what they can't do, but I know what you can do, Lord. I'm here, praise God, hallelujah. I'm giving you your word. Your word said. And then start giving his word. That's why you need the word. Your word said. Men are the fiction of the righteous, but you deliver us out all of them. Your word said. Yea, all that will live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Lord, your word said. Give him his word back.
Amen.
Making sense?
Amen.
Then be insistent. Lord, you said, do it for your glory. Get your glory out of it. Get your glory out of it. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know that was a little fast, but that's a crash course. That's what it's called. Crash course. Praise God. That was just a crash course. That's what you got to do. Lord, I know in the face of all of this, all the opposition, all the negative talk, all the backstabbing, all the lying and this and that and other, Lord, you said you were going to do it. Lord, you said, I'm waiting on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, the battle doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you.
Amen.
Give it to him. Give it to him. Got a hand. Good, that's fine. And the only thing that I would say between that is time. In between it, it seemed like, and by the way, I've shared this before, Christ went before God three times.
Amen.
He said, if it's your will, let this cup pass. He went back the second time. Same prayer. Didn't he do it?
Amen.
And then he went back the third time. And then he said the last time, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody will praise him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. It may not, but does that mean that you're in unbelief? You may want to do like Gideon. You just want to be sure. Because there's a lot of voices going out here. And Gideon, he put out, praise God, they call it fleecing, three times. He said, if it's you, Lord, and you telling me to do this, praise God, let it rain everywhere except in this bowl.
How about no cool bah? Yes, Lord God.
And the next morning, the bowl was dry.
Yes,
he said, Lord,
yes.
It's me again. If it's you that told me to do this, now remember he told Gideon to go. Praise God. I need to show you some of this, but I'm getting away from Hebrew. He told Gideon, praise God, to go and fight the Midianites. And Gideon was down in the valley threshing wheat. And Gideon was saying, God called him a valiant man, a victim. Me? I'm not no valiant man. Me? I'm threshing wheat in the valley. You don't thresh wheat in the valley. You thresh wheat on the mountaintop. So when you throw it up, the wind can blow the chaff away. He down there because he was afraid.
Yeah, but
look what God called it. In the valley. Valley man.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. He called Peter stone. Changed his name. His name was Simon. He called him Peter. Because he vacillated. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. So unbelief does not because that mean you unbelief because you do it more than once. What happened is they did not change. She didn't change. She didn't change what she asked for. Well, Lord, I thought I want him to stay, but I don't know now. She didn't change. She was consistent. She was consistent. It's a good question. I don't know what that's the answer that you're looking for, but that's a good question. Yes. Yeah.
Because in doing so, I'm just asking if I'm wrong, right? In doing so, that's what God wants from the cross.
It adds structure to it. So you're not just way out here. Remember, I said you go to him because you believe that he is. You call that meeting what?
A sister.
You got the answer. And so you don't just change up. You go back. If you have to go back, or while you're praying, your prayer is what? And by the way, you read that Jesus is the one telling this. He's the one. All I did, I just labored it. You know, he's telling you this. I could stop and teach you this, but when you go back, you can see she didn't change. She kept saying, I want to be avenged of my adversary. She didn't change. And he's the one saying this. What he was highlighting was her faith. Her faith. In the face of opposition. I call it resist.
But once we start praying and really start going towards God, isn't that one of the main things that we face? Once we really submit ourselves and start going towards that and developing prayer life,
the prayer life will be just as easy as breathing. If you start doing what it says here and not start asking God for things. A lot of prayer, listen. I want to get off into this. But a lot of prayer lives consist of asking God for things, and sometimes we don't do it until we get into a situation. But God wants to be praised. He wants to be honored. If it's nothing more than thank him, praise God for direction when you get up in the morning. Order my steps. Show me where to go. Lord, listen, let me tell you what I do. It might sound foolish to you. Even if I'm riding with somebody, I'm going to say, Lord, give us a power. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a parking space. Let me tell you something. I've said this before, and I say it again. Don't let nobody talk you out, and don't you talk yourself out of acknowledging the Lord in all your ways. So you can become so common, and you can be think you become so familiar with God until, you know, it takes some things for granted. Let me tell you something. Nothing is too small to acknowledge God for. Because if you stop and think about a great God, everything is little before him. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is small. Nothing is bigger than your God. And nothing is too hard for your God. And while I'm at it, nobody's so good you don't need saved, and nobody's so bad you can't be saved. While I'm at it. So you look at people, you give up on them. Nobody is so bad that they can't be saved. And nobody is so good that they don't need to be. And you can be in church, you can hold position, you can be pastors, amen, and still not be saved. Lord knows I'm going to tell you the truth. I put out a post today, I owe you the truth. I see a hand.
Yeah, this is what my brother said when I was talking to him. He told me he was going to dig in his bone. I said, now I'm worried. He said, well, if you worry, don't pray. If you pray, don't worry.
He told you right. Yes. I remember I had to go to court with one of my boys. It's been years ago. And we were going each day. And they had, and this was nobody but the Lord, but I had prayed. I said, Lord, give us favor.
Yeah, Bob.
And that's why I pray. I don't try to impress anybody with my prayers. That'll be long, drawn, listen. Get to the point. God already know your heart. So I said, now, Lord, give us favor. Reveal, let truth be revealed when we go in this courtroom. But that's what I was saying. And we got in the courtroom, and this is the truth. As the lawyer was picking the jurors, he stopped and came to me. And I didn't even know the process. I did not even know the process that in order for you to put someone in a jury box, peers, people of your own peers, that you have the prosecutor and defense attorney can question those jurors, and they can decide on whether they want that person in there or not. They're asking questions. I didn't know they had never gone through that process. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and that was going on, and he came, he startled me. So he said to me, he says, Earlene, I said, yeah, he said, what you think about that person? Do you want that person to stay on? It wasn't even for me. And I said, yeah. And the next person, he said, what about if I would say no? So he was asking for my advice.
Wow.
I said, well, thank you, dear. And I'm paying him. He asked for my advice. But anyway, something came back to me through the word of God. And I'm sitting there praying the word of God in my spirit. I'm praying God's word. I had read two passages that came to me during all of this. One was in the book of Psalms, I believe it was 105. It was 105, 106. I can go there and show you. And it said this, that Joseph, he was such an anointed man. And even though you go through something, so listen to what I'm saying. See, we spend all our time murmuring, complaining. You ought to be asking God, what meanest thou this? What does this mean that I got to go this way? What it mean I'm coming up against these people? Lord, show me. This is what the Holy Spirit is. Teach me what to say. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what we do. And we don't do it. We murmur complaining. While they talk, we try to think what a comeback word. In my mind, I'm saying, help me. I'm being persistent. I'm trying to hear. What is it that I need? So I read where Joseph, he taught senators. Hallelujah. He wasn't even elected official. But God had given him that kind of wisdom. I pray for wisdom.
Amen.
That's what I ask for. So what you see, you're seeing me praying for wisdom.
Thank you.
I don't go along with the status quo. When you see me move myself from something, you better believe it's something behind. Because I've asked the Lord. Amen. And I don't want to get caught up. I know faith come by what?
Amen.
And hearing by what? I don't want my faith contaminated.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know. I don't want what the Lord is giving me. I don't want my discernment to become dull.
Yeah, right.
Y'all ain't paying me no attention. So that's why I search the scripture. I want to know. And then I start seeing what the word says. I said, my God, you're surrounded by people. Can't see this.
Come on. Amen.
And so here I am in that courthouse, and another scripture comes to me. It comes out of the book of Proverbs, and it said this: the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He can turn it like a river, whichever way that he wants to. And while I'm sitting there, I said, Lord, your word said. I start giving God his word back. I said, Lord, your word said that the heart of the king. And I start saying, Lord, you can turn the heart of this judge. You do it. This was my prayer sitting there with my mouth closed, praying in my heart, praying in my mind. So, Lord, you can do it. And I'm not just making this up. So why I got you here, I got your attention. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 21. Let me show you that I'm making it. I just searched the scripture. And I see that, and I'll stop and I said, Lord, put this scripture in my spirit. I want to remember this scripture by heart. Go to Proverbs 21 and look at verse 1. See if I'm making this up. Proverbs 21. What did it say? The king's heart is where? In the hand of the Lord. And as a river of water, he does what? Whatsoever way he will. Now remember, I told you, watch this. Heart means what?
Your mind.
Now read it again with that understanding, see what you got.
The king's mind.
The king's mind is where? And the Lord can do what with his mind? He turns his mind like a river. Now listen to what I'm telling you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, and I'm sitting up there in the courthouse looking at all these young men going up there and the judge giving them all this time and all this. And then a girl sat down next to me who told me she was the law clerk, and she worked for the judge at one point. I told her, because they want to put a tether on one of my boys, I said, you just tell him that I don't want that. I don't want that. I want that waiver. She says to me, he's not going to do it because, you know, I used to work for him. And she said this, and look at this list. I guess she had a list of whatever he had done. I said, just do what I asked you, please. That's what I said. I said I probably had some apprehension because I didn't know the court process. And this is true. And I'm sitting there. But prior to the sentence coming forth, we went home. And this goes along with what she said. We went home and we had to get ready the next day. And so my son said, "It doesn't look good for us, does it, Mama?" And I said to my son, I said, "I tell you what. If you don't have the faith I got, then just don't say nothing to disturb my faith." That's what I said. Just don't aggravate my faith. If you don't have the faith I got, son, I just rather for you not to do that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not letting nobody get in my head. I'm not letting anybody. I don't care whether you got a backwards collar on. I don't care if you got a head on tall as Abraham Lincoln. I don't want my mind, praise God, going out here. I need my mind focused. I need my mind stayed on him. That's how I get peace. Y'all to hear what I'm saying. I don't need to fight in my mind. I don't need no divided mind. No, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need no double mind. And that's what a double mind is, a divided mind. My God, I go, I won't go. No, no. So I just made my mind up. And so anyway, I'm sitting there. And I said to him, before we ever left the driveway, I said, "We're going to pray." And that's what else I would always pray before I leave. Pray. Pray for protection. I said, if you don't have the faith I got, I don't need you disturbing my faith. That's what I told my son. I went on there and they was getting all of these jury people to put them in place. And one of them was a police officer. But see, that's what happened. And the enemy, he'll come in. I'm telling you now, the devil, he doing his job. That's why you got to do your job. Do you still think? Like you did Eve. God has said, do you surely think that, you know? I put this one on him. The heart of the king. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And God can take that heart, turn it whichever way he want to, like a rip. I said, "Do it, Lord. Do it for your glory." Y'all ought to hear what I'm saying. Stood before the judge. I didn't know I was supposed to jump up there. I didn't supposed to, but I did. I jumped up there next to him. And she already told me that he wasn't going to do it. I didn't know the courtroom procedure. I bless you right now, Lord. But I know the judge of all judges. I know the law of law. I know the law. I know the lawgiver. And that's where I would talk to him. I know the lawgiver. I know the judge of all judges. So I'm standing up there. And while I'm standing up there, he looked at me when she said, she want to tell the waiver. He looked at me and said, "What you do?" I said, "I'm a principal." He said, "Where?" I said, "In Pontiac." He said, "You got a real tough job." I said, "Yes, sir." He looked at my son and said, "You got a good mother." I don't know what that had to do with anything. But I had already prayed. So this one, he evaluated me. And I looked at her, I said, "The tether." "Oh, yes, by the way, Your Honor. She wants you to waver him having to wear a tether." And I said, I used my telephone. At this time, they had, we got all this technology now, but at this time, we had voicemail, you know. And so I needed my phone because when I would contact all of the teachers and all the people that worked for me, I needed a way to get in touch with them. So he looked at me, and he said that to me, and then he said, "Waiver granted." listen. At the end, this is what she said. "Well, I guess he did remember me after all." My son looked at her, he said, "Right." I'm saying to you is this. If you believe God, believe God. Don't just be a Sunday morning. Go ahead and preach it. Listen, be a believer every day of the week. Because God bless you anyway. when they used to have those stripes, teacher go march. I didn't march. When I found out marching was breaking the law, I didn't march. Now this was me. You have to have your own conviction.
Yes, sir.
I don't just go along to get along.
That's right.
This is real to me.
Yes, Lord.
And I tried to live it. My daughter said to me not too long ago, she said she had the situation had come up and they were looking at her and said, she act just, you know, you act like this doesn't bother you and that this is bypassing you. She said, I watched my mama. Mm. When one of my brothers got shot, I watched my mama didn't miss a beat. I didn't know she was looking at me, but I did. I got up that night trying to find something to put on my head, and I was saying, Lord, help me to be strong. Lord, help me to be strong. That was my prayer. Lord, help me to be strong. Help me to be strong.
Yeah, Babuko.
And you know what? God is faithful. God is faithful. Nothing I could do. I was asking for assistance. Like I said, it was just this Edith's breathing. I need his help. I wasn't trying to be strong on myself. Lord, help me to be strong. Lord, you know what I'm going to encounter. You know. And you know what? My testimony to you is that God is able, God is willing, and God will do it if you ask him. Ask in faith. And don't try to ask for stuff that you're going to put on you. I asked because I wanted God to get the glory. And he did. And they still do things. They still do things. But I'm still praying because they still mine. Amen. So when you look out there and they doing something and I would be teaching Bible class. Amen. And the enemy want to shut me down. My husband doing this. The kids doing this. And this is going and this is that. Now, I had something to fight with. You don't know what I have to contend with. But God hadn't done me any harm. And God is faithful. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful, I tell you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so I trust him through the process. Some of you got some stuff going on. Humiliating? Yes, humiliating. Embarrassing? Yes, embarrassing. But God. But God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Folks already know. Some of them, praise God, supposed to be your best friend. Talk about you behind your back. I wouldn't go through that. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't put up with that. Amen. Amen. And I wasn't asking for it either. Got some hurt folks sitting right up in here. And that's why, listen, you don't just go through for you. You're going through for somebody else. Amen. Do you not know we just read about you supposed to exhort one another how?
Daily.
Listen. I want to exhort you. To exhort you means to build you up, to encourage you, to edify you. And I can tell you, you can make it. How you know? I've been through it.
Amen.
That's how you tell them. I could have lost my mind. Could have been a statistic. Could have been doing time.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
But God.
Is he faithful?
Yes,
he is. Yes, he is. I haven't forgotten how to do nothing I used to do. I don't need no boyfriend on the side, praise God, because something not going right at home. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. There is a God in Israel that sees what's going on. Well, praise his name. Well, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know how we got off on that, but it's the truth anyhow. Talking about how you pray.
Amen.
How you pray.
Amen.
Whatever you're going through, praise God. God already knew it. The key word is through. Hallelujah. Through.
Amen.
Coming out. Yes. When you come out, I showed you last week, you comfort others with the same comfort that God comforted you when you were going through your tribulation.
Amen.
You comfort them.
Amen.
And God will give you the strength.
Yes, he will.
He will.
Yes, he will.
Does it feel good? No, it don't feel
good.
Yes, it will. Does it taste good? No, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
But God can bring you through it. There's going to be those that are going to sing how I got over. My soul look back in wonder. How I got over.
Oh, it's time to believe.
And very folks, praise God, that you stick your neck out for and make sacrifices for. I put that on a post. They'll slap you in your back. They won't say thank you. Jesus already told you that. Said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain. He said, you're going to get it back from who you gave it to. You're going to obtain it. I'll make sure that you get it.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Because you won't get it back. Praise God. You got, oh, bless his name. Let me stop. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Trust him. It's a process. Trust him. Amen. All right. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 3.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Got a story to tell you.
This is real.
If you only know what I've been through.
This is real.
I don't look like it.
This is real.
Said I don't look like it. Praise God. Just trying to see. Ooh, got a few minutes here. Hebrews chapter 3. Hallelujah to Jesus.
This is real.
Right now, somebody need a comforting word. I tell you what I got one day. One night I was thinking. And this is what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking. It was the hug pew. I know it doesn't make sense. The hug pew. Everybody who comes into church and just, you don't need to explain what you're going through, but just needed a hug, would sit over there. Now that just came to me one night. The hug pew. If you need a hug, when you come in, just sit over there. You don't have to explain nothing. And somebody will come and just give you a hug. A hug pew. Because we don't hug one. We don't encourage one another. Just to tell you, you can make it. You can come through it. This young lady right here, she's sitting here. She called me one day, and I didn't even know she was going to be here. And she don't even know I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And Keisha lost her husband last month. Last month. Young lady. Died suddenly. Died suddenly. Grew up with the boys, my boys. And I didn't even know it till the other week that I was talking to her. She said, that was my husband. I said, what? Young woman. She called me, said, I've been trying to find where you are. And I don't know what she did. And she finally, she got somebody and she called me. She said, where you teach Bible class? And I told her, right here on the front pew. Need a hug. Left her with three children. Have you playing basketball? Playing basketball. Young woman. Beautiful young woman. Going into eternity. Got to raise her children without the dad. You don't know what people go through. You ain't heard my story. You ain't heard my story. And I'll tell you this, I got you, Joe. I'll tell you this too. Let me tell you something. You could be praying for someone. And it seems like they'll be getting worse. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, to stop praying. Because he'll make you think it's not doing any good. But it's doing some good. Jesus prayed for us. Are you hearing what I say? And I know we've been through some things. And he didn't give up on us.
No, he did not.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Some of you got children. Some of you are parents. Some of you, praise God, you made sacrifices. It seemed like it's in vain. But I'll tell you this, nothing you've done for God goes unnoticed. He's not unrighteous to forget your labor, your loyalty, or your work of love. Nothing. Joe, I saw your hand up. Go ahead. I don't know what you're going to say, but I trust the God in you.
Because, see, I've been with Dr. Davis a lot, and she goes through a lot. She pushes her body through pain. She pushes it to get here for a Bible study and stuff. And yesterday, it was raining, and that's when it really brings it up. And she was in so much pain, but she pushed her way, and we went over to Evelina's mother's house. hard time. We had to come back home and everything. I mean, it struggled so far. And we made it to Evelina's mother's. And Evelina's mother said when she saw her, she says, "I just saw her." And she was just smiling. She smiled. She laughed. She just got this aura about her that's just joy. And she just don't know what she goes through.
My God.
They just don't know.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God has given her this, you know, this aura. He just, you know, she just can just light up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when she got through, this woman, I haven't seen this woman this happy. And I really have never seen this woman this happy. With Dr. Davis, she's one that don't care to strangers because she's been through a lot. She's Jewish. She was there with the Holocaust and stuff. So you met a beautiful young Jew. So you imagine what she went through. And she just, well, Dr. Davis just melted her heart. It's just, and she just smiled. You never would even know she was, Dr. Davis was in pain or anything. And it was just a wonderful experience. She prayed over her. And she was so happy. She even walked, you know, she started walking. She got up. We're talking about 95-year-old woman.
95 years old.
She got up and she started walking to Dr. Davis, making little jokes and stuff. And I went halfway out to see us out. But she just kept saying, "I saw that joy, and you're real."
Not Jesus.
And you know, and I just had to tell you guys.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
what
Jesus.
She goes through. She comes in here, she smiles, she cares about everybody. Mm-hmm. She's been going through pain all in her body. But she'll pray over us. She'll have a good word to say. Now, you can't tell me if that ain't holding us out of the
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Joanna. I appreciate you, Sister Joanna. For you to say that is like when Jesus in the 16th chapter of Matthew, he said to his disciples, he said, "What do men say about me? Who do they say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And some say you were Jeremiah, some say that you were Isaiah, one other prophet. But he asked the question again, he said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" They said that because they had been with him. They watched what he had done. See, the popular got their opinion. But you've been with me. Thank you, Sister Joanna. I didn't know she was going to say that. Probably would have shut her down. Praise God. But you.
Yeah, bro. So you have been listening to the great and blessed real woman of God, teacher of the word, principal, mother, anointed, God's servant, Dr. Davis Hadokobasha. So, I'm going to give you some information. If you want more information as far as how to get involved in this Bible study, as far as you getting it, because now you can call in and be a part every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. of this great Bible study and get that anointing. I'm feeling the anointing in my hands right now. Did not our hearts burn within us as she taught us the word of God and spoke? In Jesus' name, God bless you and keep you. We just not whistling Dixie. We just not playing. We not playing games here. We have a holy calling, a high calling, a heavenly calling. And so we thank you right now, Lord God, for all that we've heard. Let us, in the name of Jesus, take heed to it and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.